3.
From the Director, Department of Transportation and the Airport Director, requesting authorization to enter into a building lease agreement with Lake Tower Trains and Hobbies for the lease of approximately 650 square feet of space at 215 East Bolden Street at Milwaukee County's MKE Regional Business Park at General Mitchell International Airport for an initial term of 3 years effective March 1st, 2014 through February 28th, 2017 with one additional 2-year renewal option.
Mr. Bailey.
There you have it. That's the recommendation of the staff. on your area there to see the building that is being considered. It's a small storage building that Mr. Jakowski will run his business
from. Mr. Washon.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'd like to move approval of item 3.
We have a motion for move approval of item number 3. Any comments and questions? So the list comes in, sir, for Jersey.
Thank you. I've been supporting all these sort of one-off little leases of these peculiar little buildings, collection of buildings that we have out there, but I continue to raise the question of sort of what's our strategy for this to be a real business park rather than just we're going to lease these sort of surplus properties we have. And particularly, you know, when I hear something like Boeing looking for a location and us having 50 or 90 acres or, you know, depending on what's available, you know, adjacent to the airport, it really makes me question what's our vision here. You know, we're going to continue to sort of lease what we got, or do we have a plan to, you know, scrape a portion of the site and develop a real business park that's airport focused?
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, we actually are working on an RFP right now to solicit a developer for a larger piece of the property, and in the northwest quadrant of the property, and to do exactly what you're talking about in a more grander scale rather than these little tiny things. And it involves, perhaps the best method to market property is to scrape the buildings, you know, that are there that are not marketable, you know, and have a green space for development. And so we are doing that to see if there's an interest in doing that. Because so many of the buildings are not really appropriate for a business park. We do have hurdles in the sense that there's no frontage, you know, on Al or College. And we, of course, compete against beautiful business parks in Franklin, Oak Creek, Greendale, Greenfield. You know,
Cudahy,
right? that are on St. Francis. That are curb and gutter, green space, set back, street lighted, and very visible business park. And so, you know, it takes a special person or business that has a reason that they want to be at the airport when they can just as easily be someplace else. So that's our challenge, and we agree with your concern that we need to have a broader vision of what is going to happen.
So I'm not sure that my expectation was ever that we were competing with those business parks for those tenants, in the sense that I thought the whole idea was that we were looking for people who would care more about access to the airport than we were those who had traditional concerns about access to the street or visibility. And I thought that was the advantage we were competing upon.
Certainly, if there were tenants that needed aviation access, then that's an ideal marriage. I don't think we can exclude others, because we'll be waiting a long time if we're just going to wait for tenants that require aviation access. I'd love it if we could do that. And in fact, we also have another job we're working on that's looking at aerospace clusters, you know, to see if we can synergize businesses that are here at, in Greater Milwaukee with others in the North America that might be looking for a connection, you know, to Rockwell or to astronautics or others that, that we need to support that. So we're doing that too, because that would be ideal, you know. But in the meantime, these little businesses come along. By the way, this gentleman is an assistant fire chief at the airport. I'm in concert with what you're saying. We need to, you know, have a vision and a plan. And we're working on both those things right now.
This is just the 3 year. That's all this one is, 3 year lease, or are there 2 year, 1 year hours? I'm just, you know, nothing against this business, but I mean, this is just mini warehouse storage. I mean, we could do this anywhere. I just think we're missing the boat here on what we have, and you know, I don't discount the challenges of developing it as airport focused, but I thought that was the whole idea, and I just don't feel like we've got a real plan for it. So I continue to be frustrated by that.
Supervisor Jersey.
Thank you. You know, I same kind of line of thought here. The Northwest Quad that you mentioned with regard to pursuing a fairly substantial business and plan that would actually be related to aviation, that's not in the MKE Regional Business Park, is that correct?
When you say the Northwest Quadrant of the MKE Business Park.
Okay.
Yeah. That's the area that seems to have the most potential for a larger scale operation.
And I appreciate, and I think you're pursuing that, even though you weren't perhaps initially invited by the company. And I think that's good work, if that's a fact. I don't know if you want to comment.
Not what?
That Boeing had basically looked for.
That the Boeing thing, Mr. Chairman, you know, that's this business where these companies put out these solicitations, and it right. gets into a big poker game with every state in the country, you know. And
my understanding is they didn't originally.
No, the state was not originally part of the original 22.
I appreciate the fact that you took the initiative to pursue it, even though you weren't originally invited. I think that's a good thing to do. But as I recall, the original concept for MKE Regional Business Park is that when we do these rentals, it was going to be related to aviation. And you know, we've stretched that a little bit, like the physical education center or whatever. They were going to serve a lot of folks that use the airport, the 128th, et cetera, which was a stretch, but approved. How do we justify this one?
I don't know how you justify it, except it's an existing small building that with a short-term lease with, you know, a tenant that's going to pay us a little bit of money for it. One of my problems, too, of course, is it's still a loss. I mean, that cost center is still a loss, so anything I can do to generate low income helps mitigate that subsidy that the airport is paying. But I mean, share your concern, you know, that we need to have grander investment there. Getting it, of course, is another story. At the end of the day, everybody wants a return on investment. I understand. If we limit ourselves to only aerospace companies, that really puts us into a narrow, you know, focus versus a broader outreach.
Well, you know, I appreciate your honesty. Apparently, the bottom line is driving this, and I get that. You don't want this to be, you know, draining your assets from the airport. But the concern that I have, especially since I represent some of the surrounding cities, is that you are, in fact, competing. Pennsylvania Avenue has mini warehousing. Do you know how this lease compares with what a business would have had to pay at the mini warehouse storage on Pennsylvania?
I do not.
And therein lies some of the concern here. I mean, if we're really just pulling business away from other business, because we've got the, you know, the dirt cheap rental trying to, you know, add every penny to the bottom line, I'm not so sure that's a function government should be pursuing. And then the other issue I have is the extent of the lease, and perhaps I'd be willing to look at 5-year leases. What is it going to get us? Cost us if we want to get out of this 5-year lease for some other vision? What's the cost of getting out of this?
I don't know the answer to that, Supervisor.
Mr. Chair, two important issues that I have, the cost of the local mini warehousing compared to this, and the issue of the cost of getting out of these leases. I don't think this is an emergency that we get this approved this month. Could we lay this over and get those responses? I really think those are critical questions, and I think, you know, when we approve these leases, we need to be cognizant of what we're doing in the larger, you know, in the larger area there with regard to not just the airport trying to meet its bottom line, but every other business around there, and what are we doing to the overall economic impact that affects certainly at least the South Shore. So I would just ask for layover to the next meeting and allow Mr. Bateman to get answers to those two questions.
Mr. Bateman, will this affect anything about your leasing with this individual?
No, it can be laid over. Just as a footnote to Supervisor Jerry's comment, we are required to lease property at appraised fair market value, so we're not undercutting what the appraiser has told us.
And yet you don't know what the mini storage would be for the same square footage. I mean, you know, opinions, appraisals are opinions. Appraisals can be purchased and directed with regard to considering a lot of different costs. So, you know, I'm sympathetic to what you're trying to do here. I'm not saying I wouldn't support it because I understand you're trying to, you know, make at least a break even at MK Regional Business Park. But I would, if we have a better offer here in the future, which actually involves aeronautics, and then we find out that it's going to cost us a lot of money to get rid of these puny little leases, somebody's going to be saying, why didn't we ask that question in the first place? So if it's not going to hurt us, I would like to see a layover on this. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Any comment or question on the layover? Madam Clerk, can you call the roll on the layover for 1 month?
Wyshon?
Aye.
Borkowski?
Aye.
Jerzyk?
Aye.
Lipscomb?
Aye.
Alexander?
No.
Taylor?
Aye.
Mr. Chair?
Aye.
6 ayes, 1 no. The motion to lay this item over for 1 meeting cycle is approved.
Well, we might as well stay with the business park. Item number 4.